Welcome back. I'm Orla alongside Andrea. Now, there is one thing we do wrong as parents that causes us more stress than anything else. And here to tell us more is neuroscientist Dr. Cindy Huffington. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Huffington. And please put us out of our misery and tell us what this one thing is.
You know, I want to make sure that I don't want parents to feel bad. It's one thing that we can change that could make things a little bit easier for us. And I find that sometimes we get stuck on these like autopilot, you know, days, weeks, months, years where, you know, we're stuck in these cycles and we have to really step back and reflect. And when we pause and we reflect on something that's happening, and when we pause and we reflect on a problem that we're having or something that's happening in our life, whether it's with our child and their behavior or with us, it actually gives us the time and the freedom to plan it out, to problem solve through it. And I find that we don't do that enough. And that's what leads to us getting stuck in these really difficult cycles.
So how do we break the cycle?
Yeah, so that pause is the first one. So let's just say, whether it's about our child or a part of our life, I'll often hear parents say, I'm very stressed about work. And I ask them to break that down. So whether you say, I'm stressed at home, I'm stressed at work, I'm overwhelmed by my child's behavior, we need to become more specific. And that's the first part. When we're more specific, it allows us to have more words to what's happening, right? So I'm stressed at work because, which aspect of it? Is it a certain colleague? Is it the workload? Is it the lack of flexibility? What is it specifically? Same thing with our kids. If we say, I'm really struggling with my child, which part of it is their behavior? Which aspect of their behavior? It's their anger. When is it happening? And when we start to question when, where, how, what's causing it, what's the trigger around it, we have a little bit more data for us to kind of work on that issue. And, you know, something that comes to mind is this, we call it like the circle of control. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed or stressed by something, whether it's, you know, with life or with our child, because we don't feel that we have control. But it's not about having control or not. There are things in between where we have also influence around something. And when we stop and pause and reflect on what's happening, we're able to say, we don't have control over this, but I do have control over that, and I have influence over this. And I find that that helps reduce a lot of the stress around things that are happening in our lives or with our kids.
So, Cindy, how important is it for parents to connect with their children? And can you share some examples of how parents can do this? Because connecting with your child is a key part of this, right?
It really is. But even before connecting with our kid, we need to connect with ourselves, right? Like, we need to take the time to connect with ourselves. But I want to make sure that parents know, like, when we say connect with your child, I was recently talking to a researcher from Colorado, and her research showed that 10 minutes a day is more than enough in terms of connecting with your child and building that relationship with them. So it's not about 3 hours. I don't want parents to feel that they have so much more to put on their plates. It's not about that. But
right.
Can that car ride coming home be a moment of connection? Can bedtime become a moment of connection? Can dinner time become a moment of connection? And when we do take time to connect, and just be present with our child, taking away the screens, phones, turning it off, having moments when we're having a conversation, and we're not interrogating them. There's a very big difference. I was talking to a teenager the other day and just saying how, you know, at dinner time, my parents seem to like interrogate me and question me about everything. And it's frustrating. And it's truly about like asking them questions about their day, like not just saying like, how was it? You know, like saying, what was your favorite part of your day? Or what are some challenges you're facing this week? You know, do you need help with anything? And I think when we have those conversations, that's where the connection comes in.
Well, it's interesting. I think, you know, as adults, we often connect through conversations, but I think for kids, they might try to connect with us in ways that are less verbal, right?
Yes.
So can you give us some idea or some examples maybe of ways that our kids might be trying to connect with us that we might not necessarily pick up on as connections?
Oh, yeah. It definitely comes from their behavior as well, right? With young kids, let's say 6 and under, obviously they'll say things like, do you want to play with me? So that's their way of saying, hey, I want to spend time with you. And it's okay not to have the time to do it, but you can say, I can't right now, but I really want to play with you. And I want to take some time after dinner and taking that 10 minutes. With older kids, sometimes it's much harder to see it because we'll see it as a behavioral issue. And it that behavior is usually trying to communicate something to us, but it's really hard to see past it. And that's why the pausing and reflecting can help you. But a child who's you know, spending more time alone or is behaving in a way that you don't understand and that's out of their you know, norm, that's sometimes a way of a child saying, I need you right now, and I don't even know that I need you. Even like a child who's misbehaving a lot, you know, let's say between the ages of 6 to 9, out of the blue kind of misbehavior can be a way of them saying, I'm anxious about something, but I don't know how to cope with that emotion or even identify it and understand it. So those usually are moments that they're trying to say, like, I need you as my coach and my guide right now.
You're listening to Now Trending. I'm Orla alongside Andrea, and we are chatting with neuroscience Dr. Cindy Hovington. It's so interesting what you initially said about, you know, it just takes 10 minutes a day to spend time with your child. Because I think as parents, you think, oh my goodness, I need to be spending hours upon hours, otherwise I feel guilty. But maybe if we roll it back, take baby steps and just focus on that 10 minutes a day with each child, I think it makes a huge difference. I try and do it at bedtime, you know, once everything's been done, the dinner, the bath time, the getting the clothes for the next day. And sometimes you can see them coming to you. And instead of me saying, go back to your bed, you got to go to sleep, I say, okay, come and sit with me. Let's have a little time. And just the joy on their faces that you've given them that time. You sit, and I'm also very mindful, instead of saying, how was your day? You know, I do say, how was the maths test? How was the lunchtime? Who did you play with? And you're right, being more specific is much, you achieve so much more.
It really does. And I think of people who have like these habit, you know, trackers, and they put like, did I hydrate myself today? They add, you know, did I exercise? Did I sleep 8 hours? I want people to add that 10 minutes of connection with each child and with themselves. Once your child goes to bed, take the time also to connect with yourself. Like, what is something that brings you joy? And the same way that you said, like, your child's eyes light up, we feel good too. We get that dopamine hit of like, finally, like, I'm having the tea that I was waiting for all day, or the glass of wine, whatever it is.
Andrea's ears just perked up again.
But it's that moment for you. And we don't need to step out every weekend, all weekend, you know, like, to get a break from our kids. But we do need to take every day to say, like, hey, today you had a hard day today, to yourself, right? To say that to yourself and connect with yourself. And I think that sometimes we get stuck also with our kids to fill out, like, you know, fill up days and weekends and nights with activities. Mm-hmm. And just be mindful of, if that is the weekend or the weeknight, did I take 10 minutes to connect with them? And those conversations, I guarantee, like, that's where all the connection happens with between the parent and the child. And that's where they develop that trust. You know, that sort of, I can talk to my parent and I can say anything to them. Those 10 minutes, that's what it shows them, that you're there for them, and you're there to listen attentively and you know, you're present.
Cindy, this is such great advice, and I really hope anyone listening really does take on board and try the 10 minutes a day. Thank you so much for your time, Cindy.
Thank you both for having me again.
That's neuroscientist Dr. Cindy Hovington, who has an amazing podcast called Curious Neuron. Coming up, there's a great Disney animation exhibition here in Montreal, and the kids are just falling in love with it. But first, let's take a look at the roads.